This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
So our question for today was, when was the last time a piece of technology, be it an app, a game, a gadget, guilt tripped you into going back to it and using it? We've asked for your suggestions. We've had a couple of tweets. What have we got so far, Chris?
So we've got Ellie Rahim who just says, Duo can cry as much as he wants. I have no feelings for that owl.
Ooh.
Okay, ooh. Interesting. And then also my sister says hi. Brenda Wong says, I am super hangat hangat dahi ayam with apps. No app has successfully tamed me.
Excellent stuff. Mm-hmm. Me neither. Right, let's move on to this story because I think I'm going to need some time to kind of digest this.
No, wrong word. Wrong word.
No, that was the word I wanted.
No.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about cockroaches.
No, fine. You're going to talk about cockroaches. I'm going to crawl under the desk in fear and disgust.
Yep.
Yeah, so food waste is a problem all over the world. Like, people have been trying to figure out how to get rid of food waste effectively and also that's friendly for the environment, you know, without sort of like burning it or sort of without causing more damage to the environment by trying to help the environment.
So far, nice setup. Leave it at that.
Yeah. But in China, they've figured out that one way to get rid of food waste or to tackle food waste is to feed it to cockroaches. And when I say feed it to cockroaches, it means to hundreds and millions of cockroaches.
You're not even exaggerating, are you?
No, I'm not. No, no. There's one company in China that is breeding and farming a billion something cockroaches.
3 billion, I think. Six billion.
6 billion cockroaches.
Okay. He's in Sichuan, and the company name is Good Doctor.
Yeah, Good Doctor.
The two things do not go too well together.
No. It's called Good Doctor because they are harvesting the cockroaches, one, for food waste and also for feed for livestock and also for beauty products and for intestinal medicine. The other two, we don't know. Like, you know, it sounds like folklore and folktales and stuff. But the one where it's feed for livestock, yes, makes sense. And also for the food waste, it seems to be very, very effective. So
yeah.
These companies, they're sort of set up. And then there is one facility. There's one waste processing facility of Shandong Kuabin Agriculture Technology on the outskirts of Jinan. So the air there is warm and humid, just as the cockroaches like it.
Just like KL in Malaysia.
Yeah. To ensure the colonies keep their health and voracious appetites. They say that expanding Chinese cities are generating more food waste than they can accommodate in landfills, and cockroaches could be a way to get rid of hills of food scraps, providing nutritious food for livestock when the bugs eventually die, and some say cures for stomach illness and beauty treatments. Again, the last two, you know, I don't know. They also explained that on the outskirts of Jinan, a billion cockroaches have being fed with 50 tons of kitchen waste every day, the equivalent in weight to 7 adult elephants.
Okay. So,
are being fed.
Wait, is there more?
There's a lot more.
Okay, let's hear it first.
Gosh. Yeah.
Let's just get it out of the way of.
Okay. So the waste arrives before daybreak at the plant where it is fed through pipes to cockroaches in their cells.
Where they belong.
The workers sort kitchen waste to feed cockroaches at a waste processing facility. And the plant plans to set up 3 more such plants this year, aiming to process a third of the kitchen waste produced by Jinan, which is home to about 7 million people. There's also a nationwide ban on using food waste as pig feed due to African swine fever outbreaks, so which is also spurring the growth of the cockroach industry because they make good food for the pigs. They are saying the logic is that cockroaches are a biotechnological pathway for the converting and processing of kitchen waste, and they are also a good source of protein for pigs and other livestock. It's like turning trash into resources, which makes a ton of sense.
I have to take some deep breaths.
I think I actually genuinely nearly dry heaved hearing about all of this. But what I will say is something that is a gross time is at least being used for something productive, and it's trying to be good for the environment. And like, they're evil tiny creatures, but if they're doing something good, great. Just don't have them anywhere near me. Thank you.
I remember not too long ago, though, it was also you who did a story about
cockroaches
and being turned into oil, I think. And the woman who was doing the experiment basically said, we can't make cooking oil out of cockroaches because they taste as bad
disgusting
as they look.
Yeah.
So that makes me think, though. I mean, if you're making them, you can't do the oil, but it's okay to feed them to something else, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But doesn't that taste then get passed down the food chain, perhaps? Would it not?
It would, but I think we were talking about this outside as well. Like, cockroaches are high in protein.
Protein.
Instead of having processed food for the livestock and, like, you know, the cows, the pigs and all that stuff, it's better to feed them natural food, like, you know, insects that are high in protein. So at least you know that whatever you are eating after that is being fed something natural instead of something that's highly processed.
I'm really struggling with this story today.
Cockroaches are literally my worst fear. Yeah, like, I cannot go near any one of them. I think there is no other natural explanation than they are born from nightmares. People dream stuff and then they are made tangible through cockroaches.
Right.
Yeah, but when you look at the logic of what these guys are doing, they are one of the few, I think, creatures or animals that can process waste so fast. And you need something that is environmentally friendly, that doesn't give out, like, you know, carbon dioxide and all these other, like, dangerous gases and stuff. It's such a genius, natural way to process such huge amounts of waste.
Right.
There is a little bit of... I want to read this thing at the end of the article. Though, yeah, right? Yeah. So there's this piece where it talks about how Good Doctor are rearing... 6 billion cockroaches. I'll say they get billion cockroaches. And he said, you know, what would happen if they escaped? And he said, well, that would be worthy of a disaster movie, but we have taken precautions. We have a moat filled with water and fish. If the cockroaches escape, they will fall into the moat and the fish will eat them all. Yep. All 6 billion
Do you have, like, whales in the
moat? That's what I'm thinking. Like, how big is this moat?
Yeah, like, I would sharks. Also like to point out that some cockroaches fly, so they might not even fall into the river at all.
You
might as well just have, like a wall of fire. Just
in,
you know,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
Instead of a moat, do the exact opposite element, burn them all. Yeah.
Yes, that is the only solution.
Yeah.
But, however...
Smart idea, very eco-friendly idea.
I think it would be fine if I'm eating the end product, as long as I didn't know that the fuel is the stuff of nightmares.
Them do their thing. Don't think about it. Great job, guys.
Can you see something like this happening in other places in the world?
Don't tell me.
Let's not think about it.
I have to take a break. Electric Light Orchestra coming up very quickly. Please, very quickly get in touch regarding the technological guilt tripping. I need some help. Get us on 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Next story coming up after the break. How kids in China are trying to game facial recognition software. This is funny. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.